Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it's your girl, Miss P, and I have the fabulous Miss Tinda with me, guest hosting today on the show. So I'm really, really happy to have you on the show. Miss Tinda, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Was looking forward to doing this show all week. That's all I could talk about.
That's so awesome. I'm so happy that you're even taking the time. Because for those who don't know, Miss Tinder be on her grind doing her thing. I mean, she does a little bit of everything. So, Miss Tinder, tell us a little bit about yourself for all our listeners and supporters that's for the first time even being introduced to Miss Tinder. Tell us everything that it is that you do.
Yes, ma'am. I actually just jumped head first into the whole modeling business in March of last year. So I'm actually new to everything. It's just that everything took off so quick that it went from zero to, you know, a million in like a month. I did my first major photo shoot with Dream Magazine. The editors are Ben Callahan and Miss Callahan. They're actually just launched their first print magazine called Dream Magazine. And once I did the photo shoot with them and I set up my Miss Tinder page, it just, like, my inbox was just, like, on full the next day, and I had so many things to do, like photographers saying, hey, come shoot with me, people saying, hey, come host with me, and from then on, it's just, you know, been one thing after another. I've learned to perfect my craft, and that's what I'm working on now. I'm managed under Faith World EMT. My boss's name is Faith, and he assisted me in getting, you know, hosting jobs. He actually just put me on to do this video called Smooth Criminal, so that's in the works right now. I have another calendar coming out in the near future, and in Virginia where I work at, I'm hosting a Virginia Unity Music Awards, which is an award show for all the local artists in Virginia, and we have guest hosts as far as DJ Joe Pro and other, you know, people in the community that are local celebrities and even beyond local celebrities. So I get to be the host of that, and I'm actually very excited. One of my major things that I'm focusing on right now is my foundation. It's going to be called Soft Touch. And that's pretty much just going to be me going around to high schools because I know a lot of teens, you know, are dealing with, you know, insecurities and everything, which is funny because that's what our topic is about today. But I'm going to be doing, you know, makeovers and having little counseling sessions and everything with the teens that feel like they don't fit in and have a lower self-esteem than other people do. And I have to launch, of course, my pitch to different high schools so that they, you know, back me in doing it. But at the end, I plan on, you know, putting on the big fashion show. And I already have a makeup artist and a hairstylist and the work is looking for people to either donate clothes or, you know, whoever does make clothes, just to put everything out there and put everything together. So that's some of the things that I have in the works right now. So I'm planning on going far with this as much as I can.
Definitely. That is really exciting. And it's really like an eye-opener for myself because of all the things that I'm currently working on as well. So it's definitely a blessing to have you as a new family member because of the simple fact that everything that you're doing is so amazing. And for those that are fashion divas and stylists and designers and all that nature. Like Miss Tinder just said, you know, if you're interested in donating any clothing or any ideas or whatever, and you're in the Virginia area, even if you're not in that area, definitely reach out and tell them how they can reach out to get in contact with you, Miss Tinder.
Yes, ma'am. I have my main focus is my Miss Tinder page on Facebook. It's the THE Miss MS, and then it's a space, and then it's Tinder. That's spelled TYNDA. And that's where I actually spend the majority of my time. I have a Model Mayhem as well. It's Miss Tinder, and you can also contact me through email. My main email is tynda.faceworldent.com, and that's faceworldent@gmail.com. And those are my main goals, and I'm working on getting a business. My boss has one, and his is 757-745-3487. I'm pretty much self-sufficient, so it's not necessary for you to go through him, but I'm
definitely. This is a strong woman over here. You definitely do not need to go through anyone, okay? Put that out there.
Yep.
Okay, Miss Tinder, let them know. You can handle your business.
I
love
that
it.
If you actually wanted to talk to somebody, you'd be able to speak with him, and he directs you to me. But other than that, like I said, I'm self-sufficient. So if you just hit my inbox, I get to them. I might not get to them in a timely fashion, depending on how my week's going. But I see everything. So if you're interested, please just contact me on Facebook. I still got front spots left. I'm not at 5,000 yet.
Okay, definitely add her ASAP. Definitely do it. I mean, it's just what she's doing alone is phenomenal. But, you know, really how, you know, those who listen in and know Miss P personally know how I feel about the kids. And definitely right now you have my vote. So any way that I can contribute towards that, we can talk off air about that. And you definitely let me know. Keep me posted. And also, Miss Tinder, I don't know if you're aware, but the Intune Show is actually launching a magazine this year. And it's called Off the Page Magazine, so we can definitely do some things together as far as, you know, that's concerned, your business and the modeling and all that great stuff that you do. And for all those people that's out here looking for a beautiful woman in their videos and magazines and, you know, whatever it is that you need, a beautiful intellectual business woman to do, definitely look her up too. Because if you haven't seen her pics, you better go look now, okay? Definitely eye candy, okay? So definitely check her out, okay? Don't be shy. She don't bite, do you, Miss Tinder?
I'll be if you want me to. I bite only if you want me to.
Definitely. Okay, that's by invite only, okay? Just by invite only. So, okay, that's so awesome. But definitely on today's show, we're going to be interviewing Royal Regal. So that's definitely a good look. I'm looking forward to mingling with her and getting to know her a little bit as well. But most importantly for today's topic, not to say that Royal Regal isn't important, so don't take me wrong, but the topic that I've been dying to talk to Miss Tinder about is basically about insecurities. And right now we're going to focus on, you know, does Facebook really ruin a person's relationship? Or does any social media for that reason ruin a person's lack of communication, their disregard and disrespect? You know, let's just jump right into that whole thing. And we want your feedback. So give us a call, 818-495-6975. If you're in the chat room, definitely hit us up in the chat room and let us know your feedback on what we're talking about today, because this is a real deep topic, don't you think, Ms. Tinder? And it's a lot of that madness going on social media, and especially on Facebook, because that's where I spend a lot of my time when I'm on social media. So I just wanted to kind of get your feedback on, you know, this perspective on the topic of the day.
Yes. As I told you, you know, before we went on there, I talked to a lot of people that I work with about the topic, and I'm going to start with my opinion first. In my opinion, nobody can ruin your relationship except you. It's not the social media that ruins your relationship, is the fact that you can't keep what's going on in your house to yourself. Facebook really should be a networking tool to me, and it should be a means of contacting people that you can't normally see on a regular basis, and that's what I use Facebook for. Any other social media, because I live in Virginia, but originally my family is in Chicago and New York, so I don't see them often, so that's how they keep updated on my children and what I'm doing. But it's not for, oh, my God, my boyfriend just did this, this, and this. Everybody doesn't need to know that, and that's what ruins relationships. And, you know, people tend to get mad when you comment on things that you put on Facebook, but you're putting it out there for everybody to see, and your significant other might have a problem with you putting their business on blast, and that's, you know, probably what is relationships. Nobody should dictate what's going on in your relationship except you. So you letting all of this, everybody in the world know, because, you know, everybody can see Facebook. it's an issue in itself. It's not the cause. It's your fault at the end of the day. And that's how I feel about it. And I have people that felt differently. Some people tell me, yeah, that it ruins relationships. And honestly, I don't understand how. I mean, it is, you know, a lot of people that inbox you and promise you the world, but you can get that not on. So, honestly.
Right. Definitely. I agree. I definitely agree because recently, I don't know, I've been getting a lot of slack because my, relationship status has changed on Facebook. Now, as long as Facebook has been Facebook, I had a Facebook page, and I've never really ever put my relationship status on Facebook due to the fact that I just felt like that's my personal business.
Right.
If I'm in a relationship, if I'm not in a relationship. But recently, just because I was getting so many different, so many comments, I should say, from pictures that I post, which you are to expect because you can't post, like, sexy pictures and don't expect to have feedback and comments from it. But at the same time, just to kind of nip it in the butt, and not have to keep responding, are you single? Are you really single? Are you really single? I just changed it to in a relationship, which I am. And I've always been in a relationship, but I just never broadcast it for obvious reasons. So as soon as I did that, it was like the world just went to pieces in some people's lives. Seriously, Miss Tinder, it was crazy. I was getting hits like crazy on my cell phone, like, what do you mean you're in a relationship? What? You know, like people were like really bugging out, and I couldn't understand it because these are just friends of mine. And because I don't go around broadcasting my relationship status doesn't mean that I'm single. It doesn't mean that I am in a relationship. It just means that I'm a private person, and that should be respected. So if I do happen to change my status, what big deal is it if I'm not seeing you in any intimate way? How does that affect you? That's the question.
I neither confirm nor deny. I never have one. I get that question in my inbox all the time. And that's one thing that I never respond to because, honestly, it's none of your business. And I'm only that way because for some reason, and it's like that with celebrities, and I don't consider myself a celebrity. I do plan on getting to that status one day. But
right, and you will.
Thank you. When it comes to your supporters, unfortunately, they don't want to think about anybody else. They want to be able to fantasize about them. So it keeps the intrigue going when you don't confirm or deny that. They wonder, well, is she or isn't she? And at some point, but I know that there's a lot of people that do it, and it's for attention. And even with having in a relationship status, it still really doesn't stop anything. I mean, it might put up a little yellow flag, but most dudes nowadays I found really don't care because you have a dude in your face say, do you have a man? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, my number anyway is call me if you mess up.
It's so true.
Anyway. So,
exactly.
I mean, I don't think it really matters, but when it comes to a support base and a fan base, I think it does. So I try not to, you know, unless I know you like that, I don't confirm or deny it. I mean, in my inner circle knows what's going on in my life. So it's really nobody that doesn't know that needs to know. So
I don't. Definitely. And that's the reason why I think, Ms. Tinder, in a sense that I did post that recently. However, I do agree with you to the regard of people like to fantasize or wonder if they have a possible chance of dating with you or whatever. And that's why the person that I date, I don't put, like, in a relationship with such and such. Because you don't need to know who I'm in a relationship with. You know what I mean? Like, some people I notice they have, like, married to, in a relationship to, engaged to, and then have the person's name tagged in that whole link. And I choose not to do that, one, because it was kind of going outside of character, one, by me even stating that I was in a relationship, but just to put it out there, right? And then now that I've put it out there, I don't want to put the person who I'm in a, who I'm dating, like, that's irrelevant.
Right.
You know, and some people's like, well, did that person change their status? And then, you know, it's like this whole big thing, and it's a whole big, and I'm like, why are people watching that little thing? You know,
right.
If me and this individual are comfortable with how we're living with each other, then why is it such an issue for everybody else? And I think that's a big part of the going-ons on Facebook, because it's really other people that take little things and turn it into, like, this whole big thing, and then get back to the person, like, did you know your man, or did you know your girl, or did you know such and such posted on her or his or her page and said such and such and such? And I'm like, really?
And, you know, sometimes I feel like Facebook has gotten so nosy, like, with all the changes. Mm-hmm. Everything has gotten so, oh, my God, you can see everything I'm doing, which is why I'm very careful about what I do post, because I know at one point in time when I did have a significant other, it did cause issues, because I have a very slick mouth, and I mean, I'm flirtatious, but with me being a model and me having my supporters, I have to talk back to my supporters. I don't call my supporters fans. I don't like that word.
Oh,
my,
yeah,
supporter.
Me either. Mm-hmm.
When I speak back with them, I mean, it may be taken, but I mean, I know where home is, and it's just Facebook to me, but, you know, some people do have issues with that, and at some point in time, you do have to compromise. But my significant other was, you know, in the same light that I was in, maybe even bigger than I was. So it's like I have to deal with the same thing. But if you do pay attention to Facebook like that, I could understand where it would cause problems. But I feel like if you talk about it and you come to an understanding and you come maybe even a compromise, then it shouldn't be a problem. Or, you know, show some restraint, because I have a lot of friends. I don't have 5,000 yet, hint, hint. But I have a lot of friends, and I see, you know, some of the things that people say, and I'm just like, why would you put that on Facebook? And I say that on a regular basis. I don't understand, and it's a plethora of things that go on. It's some people that post all holiest thou statuses. It's some people that post, you know, statuses like they're about to go emo tomorrow and we're all black. Like, please get some sunshine. It's not that bad in the world that you have to, you know, down everything all day. And I have very negative people. I have very sexual people that alarm me sometimes. And then I have very happy people. I have very normal people. It's just that when it comes to a relationship, and that's why where I go back to it, it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's your choice, because you have the ability to show restraint. You know, mm-hmm. what you should be doing and what your partner has a problem with you doing or not doing. So that's why I feel like at the end of the day, if something happens, it's still, you know, on you.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's exactly why I'm comfortable in my situation, because my significant other understands they're, like, in a higher position than I am out here in the world, and the fan base is definitely something that I want to always build when they're in, because I love the attention that they get. And that may seem a little psychotic, but I actually love it. I think it's
right.
Hot, because imagine to be with somebody and no one says anything. It's like, really? Did I pick the right person to be in love with? No.
I'm so like that. Like, I joke around, and I'll be like, oh, so, you know, she said such and such on you. But it's a joke to me. Like,
right.
Like, you know, nobody pays you any attention. I'll be like, oh.
Right. Like, this is a bad career move right here. This is a bad career move. I would totally be thinking that. And fortunately enough, I'm dating someone that definitely feels the same way. So we are both the same sign. So we kind of have the same way of thinking. So it kind of works out. So I'm definitely cool with whatever goes on that page, whatever the hearts and I love you and this and that. I'm all for it. Do it. Do it all day. I love it. Mhm.
What's your sign?
Aries.
Oh, okay. You're an Aries. I'm a Pisces, so.
Definitely a water sign, huh?
Yes.
And your significant other is what?
A Libra? Yes, I'm surrounded by Pisces and Libras, and it's actually funny because he's a Libra, and then the person that I dated before him is a Libra. My daughter is a Libra. She's a Scorpio, and my son is a Pisces. So it's like it's just a cluster of Libras and Pisces, and we have our moments where our personalities clash because I found that Libras are kind of like Pisces in some ways, and like as far as emotional and stubborn.
Right.
So sometimes it causes problems, but obviously those two signs have some intermingling, you know, that are supposed to be there because that seems like I'm that's all I'm surrounded by. So
it works out, and that's what's important, no matter what sign it is. And just to kind of touch back on the topic is, you know, people need to respect one another. And your personal information, as far as, like, what's happening in your marriage, whether he left you, he hit you, she hit you, she cheated, whatever the hell is happening, that needs to be off Facebook. So that way there's no discrepancy on, oh, you're cheating on me with this one, and this one said this on your page. I mean, really, I mean, it's so, like, fifth grade. It's so annoying, and it's so stupid.
I will admit that when I first became a Facebooker, because I switched from Facebook to MySpace, I was actually a late bloomer when it came to Facebook because I was like, what is the point? It's the same as MySpace. But when I did switch, I did, you know, have the experience of going through the putting all my feelings on Facebook. But as I grew older, you know, I realized that that's not what you do. And then I go back and I look at what I used to put, and I look at what people put now, and I just be like, why was I doing that? Like, I was younger, and I just hope that, you know, people grow out of it, too. I mean, some people are older than me still doing it, so I really don't know how far that's going to go.
Right, not far.
I just hope that people, you know, will come to the conclusion that everything does not belong on Facebook. Yes, it says what's on your mind, but I would still prefer to keep that in some type of guidelines. You don't have to put exactly what's on your mind. Like, and I used to tell my ex all the time, because, I mean, I'm an ex. I used to tell the person I'm dating all the time, like, because he has so many groupies, and I told him, like, you can put on your status, I'm taking a, and I promise you, like, all your friends will like it. Like, and that's to the point where it, but it doesn't bother me. Like, I think it's cute that you have groupies, so it doesn't bother me. But like I said, everything doesn't go on Facebook because people are getting their own, you know, intuition about you and what it is that you're about and what you do and who you are. And they might not really know. They're just basing it on what you put on Facebook. And so if you're putting every 5 minutes, oh, I love him, and then 5 minutes after that, oh, he gets on my nerves, it's like, okay, well, he's not stable, so let me see what I can do. And then that's what causes problems, you know, you're putting everything. And then the whole, like you were talking about earlier, putting who you're in a relationship with. I don't see the point in doing that if next week it's going to be somebody different.
Right.
And I see that all the time.
Definitely agree with that one. Like, really? The only reason why I think I've been so scared to put I was in a relationship ever was because I was like, what if I break up tomorrow and I just put that and then I have to put down that I'm not in a relationship no more. And that was just 3 days ago. Like, what the hell?
Right. And on my personal page, I used to have it, but on my Miss Tinder page, like, I don't, you know, dabble in it. And as I said, I get so many inboxes, and that's just a question that I refuse to answer, because if you're my supporter, then you need to support me regardless as to whether or not, you know,
right,
I'm in a
definitely
relationship. And then on top of that, Facebook is not a dating site. So I feel like the only reason that you're asking me is because you want to know whether or not you have a chance. But even though you're my supporter, at the end of the day, it's still business. So everything else is obsolete. There's no need for you to know if I'm in a relationship because I'm not on here to find a relationship if I wasn't. So it doesn't matter. I don't understand the question.
Definitely. So, you know, we're going to touch back on that in a few minutes. And, you know, we just expressed some good valid points out there. So I hope you guys are taking some notes for those that are listening in. We have Royal Regal coming up in a few minutes. So we're going to play one of her songs to kind of, you know, so we can kind of resonate, Miss Tender, with her. So we can kind of see where she's coming from. So I picked a few of her songs out. And I'm just looking right now. This one is called Slippin'. So I don't know. For some reason, I like the title. And everyone who knows me knows that I'm kind of nasty. So when I read that title, I was like, oh, okay, I think I kind of like that one. So let's play Slippin' by Royal Regal. Here we go.
I'm slipping, I'm falling, I need your help. Hey, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I need your help. See the good die young, I ain't trying to be one. So I'm coming to you on my hands and knees. Begging Lord, please, can you save me from the sins? Or the pen and pad would do it, only complicated things. You already know, looking down on me. I ain't talking from heaven though. Speaking on my life, the way I went about it. See, I learned a lesson, so I thought about it. Changed a lot of ways, ain't been the same. But you see, I had a few slips, lost my mind a little bit though. Trying to stay sane, endured a lot of pain. Now I'm paying for it, like a bad student loan, got plenty of them. Shout out to Sally Mae for fucking up my credit though. But who's the one to blame? Only me, huh? Messed up in college, let the family down. Got a debt to pay, promise to pay them back. When I hit success, hope you got my back. Only Lord knows the trouble I've been through. The tears I cried every night. Started plotting on my life. Started plotting on my life. Shit got real, real fast. Shit got real damn. Popping pills to ease the pain away. Even though I may not wake to see another day. That's why I pray about it. Never lose the faith. I got an angel. His name is Charles Scott. Yeah. Never seen my grandma cry till the day you died. One of the hardest days of my life, I swear to God. But I know you in his arms, so it ain't no problem. Grandma doing good now, so we all good. But I'm slipping, I'm falling, and I need your help. See, I'm slipping, I'm falling, and I need your help. Yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I need your help. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I need your help. See the good die young, I ain't trying to be one. So I'm coming to you on my hands and knees. Amen. That's my prayer.
All right, so that was slipping. Totally, I'm totally wrong for my thoughts, you know? You see that, Miss Tender? You know, I have to stop being so freaky all the time. I guess that's the way I go wrong at.
But the thing I think to take away from that is the Lord put that that song up here because it is Sunday. So yeah, I think it's selfish. That's what we're gonna go with.
Yeah, that's what happened. Okay, that's what happened. Definitely. Yeah, see, this is why I love this woman and why she's on today, you know, and hopefully back on future shows because that right there, that saved, she saved me. Okay, guys, yeah, notice that? Definitely. So we have a few more minutes before she calls in, and we were talking about how to keep things secret and things of that nature, like keep your business secret. So I just wanted to play one song that I felt resonated with the topic today real quick before she calls in, and this one is called Secret by Diamond Dallas. So let's listen in, and then we'll be talking to Royal Regal. For those that need to call in, is 818-495-6975. With Miss Tender and Miss P.
You can be my freak. Oh, you can be my freak. Yeah. You can be my freak, and I promise to keep it a secret. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with on the weekend. Do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the days come through. the whole way. Oh, you be looking good. I'ma keep it hood for ya. Call me when you're ready. I'll be over to scoop ya. On the phone, fantasizing about what we could do. I can make a dream come true. And you can be my freak. And I promise to keep it a secret. Yeah. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On a weekend, we can do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the jakes come through. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. To you. Get you out the crib one more time. Know you're working hard and it's such a turn on. The type of role playing you gon' get you turned on. Classes in session, I'ma teach you a lesson. Let me go and get my secret weapon. Ready, set, go, baby, don't let go. I'ma get it poppin', put the show on the road. We can take a walk from the shower to the floor. Hope you ain't shy, cause the camera's on roll. Turn it all around, cause it can't go wrong. I can make your body talk all night long. You just looking good. I'ma keep it hood for ya. Call me when you're ready. I'll be over to scoop ya. On the phone fantasizing about what I can do. I can see your dream come true. And you can be my freak. And I promise to keep it a secret. Oh, promise. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On a weekend, we can do it till your face.
So that was Secret. What did you think of that song, Miss Tenda?
I think that after this, I'm going to have to make a phone call.
Definitely one of those songs like, keep it a secret, keep it a secret. That's what it's all about. So without further ado, let's put Royal Regal on the line. Hey, Royal.
Hi, Miss Royal.
Royal, is that you? All right. Royal, is that you?
I'm here.
Hey, I mean, what's going on? You're on the air with Miss P and Miss Tender.
Hi.
What's good, ladies?
What's going
on? How y'all
doing? Good in yourself. I'm super, like, cheesing right now. Like, you have no idea.
Oh, man, I need Skype right now.
Well, you can Skype me anytime, Uvu me anytime. People do it all the time. Okay,
I got you.
So, what's going on with you today on this Sunday, Royal?
Nothing but football, you know.
Oh my God!
Going for the Falcons against the Giants, but it ain't looking too good. I hate the Giants.
Oh, Lord, I know nothing.
I'm with you. Maybe my Cowboys last week, so I have an attitude.
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. Tattoos on it.
Oh, you have it tattooed on you as well?
I sure do.
Wow, you have to take a picture of that. I don't know, is that on like a Facebook page or something?
It's definitely on my Facebook.
I have to go be a stalker now. You know, the thing that I just said not to do on Facebook, don't do it. But I'm going to have to go there.
Going to get your own word.
Okay, definitely. So tell us a little bit about Royal Regal. How did you get started?
I got started 3 years ago with Avicii Music Group. Actually, it's a record label that's ran by my cousin. Currently not on the label anymore due to some other reasons, but he started me off, always did a lot of poetry, and he helped me turn my poems into, you know, rhymes and learn how to perfect my style, and I just got better over time.
Definitely. So what age did you start?
But
I mean, you don't have to tell us how old you are right now.
Nah,
I'll
be 24
like...
in February. I started at 2021.
Am I, like, the only ancient person on this line right now?
I ain't even going to ask your age.
Seriously, please don't. Please don't. So with that being said, I'm just going
to
totally turn the interview over to Miss Tinder because now I have to assess this whole age thing and how I feel about it.
I like that name.
Yeah, Miss Tinder, right?
Yeah.
And the name is the reason that I have that name, so it's no pun.
I love it.
Okay, I'm sorry, I turned into your stalker already. I'm looking at your pictures. I saw the cowboy tattoo on your arm. That's sexy. But
well,
okay,
damn,
so
that was quick. Thank you.
I know. I was like, "Dag, Miss Tinder, like, dang, give me a chance to click." But go ahead, baby.
Okay, Miss Regal, what got you started in the rapping business?
In the what business?
Rapping, rap, correct.
Oh, what got me started?
Yes, ma'am.
My cousin got me started. I mean, he go by the name The Voice, D-A-V-O-I-C-E. He got me started basically with my rhymes and my poetry, turning them into rhymes. He helped me out, and he, you know, he mentored me. And I got to say, you know, he did a pretty good job mentoring me. And I just took what he told me and turned it into 10 times better.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. And since we're talking about names, where does your name come from?
An ex-girlfriend of mine. I used to work at the Regal Theater out here in Jersey. I'm from Jersey. So I used to work at the Regal Theater, and I dated this girl. She had an ex by the name of Tiffany. That's my government. She ain't want to call me Tiffany, so she just started calling me Regal, and I kind of took heed to that as I got into, you know, my senior year of high school and then going into college, and everybody just started calling me Regal. It just stuck with me. And the definition is great royalty, so, you know, I can dig
that.
I like that.
Right. Yeah, that is hot.
That is.
No. Mm-hmm. That goes one of my questions. Let me scratch that one off because I was curious about that name as well. I was like, okay, I definitely have to ask about that.
Yeah.
So do you travel and do shows or do you stick to Jersey? Like, how
right
far
now,
out there with the world are you?
Right now, I'm sticking to Jersey. I did one show in New York, a Bad Boy Showcase with Senator Skid. That went actually pretty well, but I didn't make it to the top. But it's cool. I'm still, you know, pushing hard, never hold back. But right now, most of my shows been done in Jersey.
Right. And how do you – I'm sorry, Miss Tinder. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just asking if you had thought about traveling because I'm in Virginia. We have a lot of local, you know, not talent shows. We have what we call open mics, and we're always looking for, you know, new artists. Like we had an artist – I can't think of her name at the moment. I'm trying to think of my tongue, but she actually came all the way from Florida, and she shut it down. So I'm pretty sure that if you came from Jersey, we'd give you the same attention and let you shut it down.
It was crazy. I used to live in Richmond. I was living in Richmond for 3 months, moved back to Jersey 6 months ago. Where were you? But I definitely shut it down.
Like, where were you? Because I was there.
Pretty much. I was looking for shows down there. Couldn't find nothing.
Really? I don't know too much about anything down in Virginia. Like, I go passing through for a day or two, and then I'm out. I'm done. I can't deal. It's nothing wrong with it. It's a beautiful state, but I just have to go. That's the.
It's not too bad down there. It's a little slow for my pace, but it's not too bad.
Yes, because I'm from Chicago, and when I came down here, I'm not going to tell you how long I've been down here, but when I came down here, I'm like, when is the next plane going to take me back home?
I went to school in North Carolina, so, I mean, I was kind of used to the South, but it's a little too slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely slow. But, you know, it's still a beautiful place to be, to visit for 2 minutes and be out. But
yeah,
how do you feel about, like, all right, from Jersey? And Jersey is so close in proximity to New York. And I know that a lot of different, when people are coming up, let's just say that, and doing their thing, do you notice that there's a lot of people in your area that are against it or they turn their back on it, like, quote-unquote, supposed to be supportive or say they all about you, and then all of a sudden it's like you don't get the same support from these individuals that if you were doing nothing but sitting around doing nothing all day would be more supportive?
I mean, at first it started off like that, started off real rocky. But as I kept doing it and, you know, showing them that this is something that I'm passionate about, like, I want to sign a deal not to have fame and money, but I want to, you know, have a positive impact on the hip-hop community. So they seen that, you know, I was real positive about it. So they started sticking with me, started, you know, continuing to support me and not talk down about my music or anything like that. Like, they actually took the time to listen to it and listen to the words and listen to what I was saying. So, you know, it's been real positive.
Oh, that's awesome, because you don't really get that. You know, I interview a lot of people and I network with a lot at shows and stuff, and they always talking about how the community is always against them, but my word of encouragement to people is particularly, like, you have to be able to give back to the community for them to really to support you. I don't care if you went to school with them since kindergarten. I don't care if that you dated their sister. I don't give a hell, whatever it is. The point being is that you can't expect people to stand behind you if you're not giving back to the community.
Exactly.
So it's powerful
everybody
that you said
that. Support me.
Mm-hmm, definitely. It's powerful that you said that. Go ahead, Ms. Tinder.
That's a very good point. I feel like even if, you know, you haven't made it to the point where you feel like you should be, I feel like if you have any type of iconic value, then the first thing that you should focus on is your plot to give back to the community, which is why I'm working on mine, because at the end of the day, you're nowhere without your supporters. So finding some way to give back, no, doing whatever it is that you can should be your main focus before you focus on anything else. So,
exactly. I'm not going to say I don't have haters out there, because there's definitely some that I grew up with, quote-unquote, friends, and now, you know, they're hating, but they're my supporters too, because the more they hate, the more they basically support me at the same time. They're my motivator. So, I mean, I really don't give a shit, so.
Definitely. And I'm looking at your pictures, Royal, for the first time, and I'm like, okay, I understand. I understand the hate. I understand it. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to play it safe, okay? I'm going to play it safe this show. You know, I'm always off the hook. I'm always off the hook on my shows.
I need to see
I'm
what
sorry?
The face looks like. I said, you better request me as a friend. I need to see what the face looks like behind his voice.
Oh, I thought we were friends.
But look, Miss T, I think my hate is coming from the girl on the picture with her. Like, I'm hating on that right there.
Definitely. I'm like, wait a minute, this is the first time. And Royal, we're not friends.
Let me see. We should be.
What are you talking about? Like, we
no,
should
I
be friends
that,
on
no,
an
I thought
show.
That was Miss Tinder sitting there talking about that.
It was Miss Tinder. Okay. See, now you're going to have to really listen and focus on the voices.
Yeah.
Okay, she has a sweet voice, okay?
It's
mine is more like,
right. It's hard to focus right now. I got a smile.
It's hard to focus
with
all the attention, like Miss Tinder, Miss P, what does
it
all mean?
It's hard.
It's totally hard.
On the phone and it's throwing me off, so.
So tell me, what did you want to do when you were a child? Was, like, music always something you wanted to do, or just something that, like, after you turned 21, it just kind of, like, burst into you?
Nah, after the age of 21, it burst into me. I wanted to do the FBI field.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Protection.
Exactly. That means handcuffs, Miss Tinder.
I got you.
That means handcuffs, Miss Tinder. How do you feel about that? No.
She can't even answer you right now. She probably
okay, she's giggling too hard. She's blushing way too hard, okay? That's what's happening. But see, one thing about me, like, I'm very flirtatious, but I always have something to say. And I think that's why I have so many people that, like, kind of adore me. Like, what you going to say now, lady? What you going to say now? Like, don't worry. I have something to say about everything. Don't worry. I'm not going to miss a beat.
You seem like a little flirt.
I am. I mean, I would not be who I am if I wasn't flirtatious. I mean,
flirting
that's
in your
part
pictures,
of it.
Too. I've seen that, too. I mean, it's all in your eyes.
It's all in my eyes.
All in your eyes.
Good, because my eyes were saying flirt, flirt, flirt. You know,
okay,
yeah, I was hoping I was
that
exuding
too.
That. Yeah? Well, good, good.
You know,
I'm glad, because that means... Yeah, that means that, you know, definitely my photographer did a good job. Definitely.
Yes. I'm gonna just say yeah. I can't say no more.
Oh my goodness. You see how this show really goes down, Royal, when I was telling you that everything is all good. To see how we are on the show.
Most definitely.
Yeah, Miss Tinder is awesome. You see that already. I hope she friended you already.
No,
so, you know, you guys can stay connected.
I'm doing it right now.
And,
she's
going to
stalk my page without befriending me. That's all she's going to do.
See, what had happened was...
Nope. That ain't even going to fly.
Right, exactly. That's not even going to make sense anymore, Miss Tinder. So make it happen.
I just did it right now.
Oh, awesome. So, Royal, tell us, what inspires you to do what you do on a daily basis? I mean, outside of
the
haters...
For it.
The hunger. Excellent.
Yeah, I'm hungry for it. Like, I got something to say, and I need the world to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hungry.
Right. That's
somebody
awesome.
Got to eat, and I got to eat somehow.
Exactly. You do. And this is why I'm about to play another song from you, because, you know, you just had me transfixed on what you were just saying, like hunger, hungry. All right. So this one is called So Special by Royal Regal.
Feedback off of that track. I might have to go ahead in and just do a full song to that.
No, definitely get on that ASAP. Like, as soon as we are done with this interview, start working on that.
Quick, fast.
That's just making me get up and dance in the middle of my room, just touch on myself, just feel the tender.
Right, exactly. It's like pole dancing time on that one. Like, definitely get on that one. Seriously.
I'll do it just for y'all.
Do it. Like, just do it.
No, I'm going to do it just for y'all.
Do it. No, I'm just going
to hold you to that.
Exactly. We're going to hold you hostage, okay? So for all those out there that have an issue with us holding Royal Regal hostage, come see us. Facebook. No, I'm just kidding. We don't want the drama. We don't want the drama. But
we ain't going to get none of that from this side.
Okay, is there any artist that you're working with currently?
I had two Futures that's coming out right now on my mixtape, January 28th. Stax and Fame. Those are about the only two artists that I've been working with. Right now, I think I got a next project coming up with a singer named Retisha from New York. And that's really about it. Like, I'm doing collabs as they come. I send out my tracks to do a collab with somebody to at least three different people. Whoever get it to me, it make it on the mixtape. Whoever don't, if they get it to me afterwards, it's considered a remix for me. But I try to work with everybody. Like, I don't hold nothing back. I support everybody.
Okay. I don't know if it's what's happening, but it's a little distorted when you're talking.
Yeah, the phone is going in and out on my end.
Yeah.
Is what's happening, Royal?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Say something else. I'm just trying to get the balance. You want us to disconnect and you call back in?
Can I call back in?
Yeah, because I can't hear you, what you're saying. Everything is distorted. And when we listen to this archive link, you're going to be mad at me. And I can't afford that. So if it doesn't clear up, we're going to have you hang up and then call back in just so we can get a better connection.
Okay, I heard the connection part. I'm going to call right back in.
Okay. All right, ladies and gents, we had to disconnect for a sec. Was that just me, Ms. Tinder, or did you hear that too?
I heard part of it, not a lot. I'm having a lot of trouble on this.
Oh, we're having trouble when you're in as well? Wow. Okay. So, let's see. Do you want to try calling back in as well, or? Okay, I'm losing everybody for some odd reason, but hopefully you guys will call back in so we can finish up the interview and have everyone go on about their Sunday. So I just want to take the time right now while I'm waiting for Royal and Cinder to give me a call back in to let them know that I really appreciate them taking the time to kick it with Miss P. I want to give a shout out to LL Productions because she's always in tune to the In Tune show. And, you know, just let you know that I appreciate all the love that you give Miss P and the In Tune show and Off the Page magazine. Okay, you are inspiration. This you already know. For all those who want to add me on Skype or Ulu, please feel free to add me under Precious CEO. And, you know, if you want to powwow about some things, hit me up. So, you know, that's an option as well because I'm not always on Facebook. I just want you guys to know that just because my cell phone is logged in, Miss Tinder, and then I have Royal. Are we all back together again?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here.
Yay! Okay. Nice and clear.
Okay.
Sounds beautiful. I love it. Like crystal white water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what happened last time. Y'all had me nervous over there about to start sweating.
Let me find out the nervous energy was going through the lines, messing us all up.
It was.
Well, thank goodness that is all squared away and we're back. So, Ms. Tinder, is there anything else that you would like to ask Royal Regal, besides for her digits, you know, we're going to keep that offline.
Yes,
I'm just teasing.
just since we're having a topic, I don't know if you know the topic, Ms. Keith, does she know the topic? Because I wanted to get her
Royal,
on that.
On insecurities. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know that, the, you know, social media versus insecurities and relationships and stuff? So That's the topic. Go ahead, take it away, Ms. Tinder.
I wanted your feedback on how you feel whether or not Facebook plays a part in relationship ending, and you know how you felt about that entire social media situation.
I mean, if you can't be an adult about it with Facebook and having your relationship status open and letting the world know who you with, if you won't let it basically ruin you, then you're not strong enough for that relationship. Like me personally, I don't think my profile shows me as in single, in a relationship, or, you know, anything like that. Let it be known I am single. But I don't think it shows.
Just for the record. Just for the record, guys. She's single.
But, nah, I don't think, like, I don't show my status on there, but it depends on the person. Either you want to blurt that out to the world, yeah, I'm in a relationship. Like you said earlier, it's not a dating website. Like, you ain't got to know all that. But it really is based off how strong that couple is. If you got one person that has real bad jealousy issues and the other one that's, like, confident with this, I mean, Facebook mm-hmm. gonna go ahead and ruin you, point blank.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with that. Like I said earlier, you need restraint. And, you know, we're supposed to, well, most of us are supposed to be all adults. So, I mean, I might expect it from teenagers, but if you're 30 talking about, ooh, my boyfriend did this, this, and this, and blah, blah, blah.
Right. When you go ahead and put a status up there of your whole business of what happened in that relationship that day, why are you mad, but yeah, y'all just made back up or some shit like that, then you deserve to be heartbroken over Facebook. That's your fault because you put it out there like that. You ain't have to put it
definitely.
Out there like that.
And it makes, and it makes people bipolar. It really does. Like,
one minute you mad at him or mad at her, and the next minute, oh, that's my baby right there. I do anything for her. Like, cut the crap over Facebook. We don't need to know all that. Like, keep your business to yourself. This is why everybody's in it and why y'all getting ruined in the first place.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, just for food for thought, you know, I just want to say that, you know, sometimes it's better if you don't snoop, unless you really have a good reason. And if you have to snoop, then there's trust issues. And, you know, if you can't work those out, then maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship. You know, skip
so
the game.
When you snoop, you lose.
Right, exactly.
You're going to end up getting hurt when you snoop because you're going to find something you ain't need no business finding it, and they didn't show it to you for a reason, especially if they open what you like. If they're going to show you everything and what you need to know, then they would have showed that part of their life to you. If you're going to snoop, then you might as well just be out on the other side of the door.
Exactly. And another good thing is just, like, skip the games and be upfront with the person that you're with. You know, there's nothing that should be secretive. There's nothing that should be, like, so anything you have to hide or cover up or try to justify. Like, if you keep it up front with each other, then that can kind of help your situation when you both are on social media. You know, be confident in yourself, in your relationship, because the one thing that I am, and I am very confident, not because I'm trying to say I'm all that, just because I know who I am. And once you know who you are, nothing else really matters, because you don't need an individual to validate yourself. You know, Miss P stands alone at the end of the day because I was born alone.
Exactly.
You know, and first, and another thing is just, like, set some ground rules at the beginning of your relationship. Like, hey, we have Facebook, we have this, we have that. But, you know, whatever it is that resonates with you guys in your relationship, kind of set that out in the open. Like, baby, this is what we're going to do, and it's okay if it's this and that. And if it's something that you don't like, talk about it, but not on Facebook.
Exactly.
No, do not allow a relationship.
Don't argue back and forth on Facebook, especially if you sit there putting up status and then your spouse going to sit up there and put up a status. Like, your whole business, like, we just sitting back looking at the timeline, laughing at y'all, like, going back and forth, just looking at all your business. Like, that shit needs to be cut out.
Yes, and don't let the relationship progress too far without discussing major issues, because that's where a lot of people go wrong, because you feel like, okay, I'm not going to say nothing, I'm going to just let it see what happens. Why wait to see what happens? Because
exactly.
The end result is not going to be something that you want to deal with at all.
Like you said,
and, I'm sorry, Ms. Tinder.
Not on Facebook. I said, just like you said, communication is key, just not communication with Facebook. It needs to be between people in the relationship and not the people in the relationship and the 30, 100 supporters that you have. So.
Exactly.
And what's so really, what's, like I was saying to Miss Tinder early, like really I think that girlfriends or associates ruin relationships too, because sometimes there's so many statuses that happen in life that I don't even catch every last one of them. So avoiding discussing your relationship with your paranoid girlfriends or your girlfriends that have miserable situations and they're miserable and looking for stuff to make you miserable about, like pay attention to those people and kind of avoid the things that your girlfriends want to pass back and forth, because it becomes contagious, and from one contagion to the next, everybody's infected, and then it ruins your relationship.
Very true.
You know, so these are just some key points that I try to, like, keep upfront with myself in my situation and anybody that I deal with, whether it's me dealing with myself and others or me dealing in a relationship. Like, I'm, like, too old and too grown and been there, done that already. And a lot of us say that, but a lot of us are not completely have accepted it and really live that way. So it's one thing to say one thing, and it's another thing to live that way.
Exactly. Amen.
You know, and I took a lot of my knowledge because, you know, I'm in school for psychology, so I pay attention to a lot of different things that transpire, and I assess, over-assess things.
You got to manage against people.
You're in school for psychology, just to take away from that real quick. I need help with my psychology homework. Maybe you can't.
Look, I need help every 5 minutes. Trust me. Writing those papers are strenuous to the brain cell. Trust and believe.
That's true. And I took psychology,
you know,
2 years in a row in college. That's very true.
Yes,
I passed it with a B, but it wasn't easy.
I'm telling you, like, I don't even know what I'm passing right now. I don't even know what today is. I just knew that I was going to talk to you ladies today, so it was just all good with me. You know, I woke up with, today's the day I'm going to talk to them. You know, I don't even know if it's today, Sunday, Saturday, whatever. I don't know anymore. I mean, in between, like, trying to do that, life, you know, my son, which is, I don't know if you guys know this. I don't even know if I should put this out there, his age, because then that kind of tells my age. Yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone. No.
I was listening hard for it, too. So I was going to get
that. I was definitely going to leave that one alone. Yeah.
It's not bad. It's how you act and how you carry yourself, and you fit right in with 24-year-old, so
no, definitely. My son, I mean, I really don't have a problem with it because my son is going to be 19 this year.
Oh, wow. I would have never guessed.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, so my son's going to be 19. So, it's just so, you know, Miss P is, you know, not like, you know, spring chicken, but, you know. What'd you say, Royal? Wow.
I let that one slip under the radar. I said, you
know,
no,
I cannot wait to archive. Like, listen to the archive link. Like, no, definitely, I don't want to wait. I want you to tell me again. No.
I'll tell you again and again.
Okay, please do, because I missed that one.
You look good to have a 19-year-old.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I mean, I hear that all the time. Like, oh my God, you have a 19-year-old. Yes, I do. I do. He's actually 18, okay? 18. Let's keep it to 18 until that month rolls around, okay? That's what I tell people. I'm sorry, miss.
I said, at least you're done. I have babies. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I got a long time before they turn 18. So you're done. I congrats.
Girl, you're never really done. Never really done, because my son is such a mama's boy. That I don't think there's no woman in this world that could ever take him away from his mama, for real. So I'm never going to be completely done, and I don't ever want to be completely done,
because
that's my baby. Like, I don't miss the 4-year-old stages and the 6-year-old stages. Like, I don't miss those, because I'm at that point in my life now where I can kind of push him into that direction of being a man. However, you know, I don't ever want to lose that scope of, you know, mom, because without my son, you know, I wouldn't be Miss P, trust me.
Right.
God only knows. So he's what really validates me, not an individual, my son, because everything that I do stems around him.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, Miss Tinder.
I was asking Miss Weevil if she had any children.
No, I don't.
Not yet.
Awesome. Do you want one? Or two?
I want a son.
Or three?
No, one's fun. Listen,
if you took on a relationship that had two children and then you had one with that individual,
that's three, right? That's different.
You got to keep it an odd number.
You know, as my mother would
say,
that's a horse of another color. I ain't crossed that bridge yet. I'm not really trying to cross
Look, it
bridge,
was hint, hints. Look, that was hint, hints. But I guess
no,
I just...
I hear you. I hear you. When I cross that bridge and I deal with it.
Definitely.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that over here. I'll be
done. When I do find that right woman, whether or not she got 10 kids, 4 kids, or 6 kids, if I love her and I love them kids, I mean, that's all that matters. If the kids accept me,
aww,
they accept us to being together, then that's all that matters. But just make sure that once we get married, she's going to be having my son or my daughter. So we're going to have to make
aww
that enough kids, 9 kids, or having many kids to add on.
And that's awesome. Yeah, y'all definitely hear that. Miss Regal is ready. She will meet that look when she gets there. You know, and that's awesome because of the simple fact that, you know, there's not a lot of people out there that even want any of that. It's like me. And to say that you would take on a woman that have, have previous children and all this stuff, and as long as she knows that she's going to have one more, we're good to go.
Exactly. I mean, if she can't for some reason have none, or if she don't want to have another one, then, you know, I'll cross that bridge when I get there, point blank.
Absolutely. The point that you said that you're willing is awesome. I'm sorry, Ms. Tinder, go ahead.
Ms. Rigel, how was your family life and your personal life going to fit into your music career?
That's an up-and-down relationship. That's all I can say about that. I mean, it had its good times with majority of the family, and it has its bad times with half of the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot and cold. I mean, it's hot and cold. That's all I can really leave it at.
Right. Definitely. So I had, two people ask questions before I let you guys go, and I was hoping for more. And the next time you follow up with me when you complete that song, because you will, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing that again.
I'm trying to do 4 mixtapes this year. So
wow,
you got to be more, you know, for it to hit either one of those three, so...
Definitely. And every time you're about to launch one, then definitely follow up with me on the show so we can definitely powwow about that. But one of the questions were you single? And definitely that was already answered on more than one occasion, because I don't think a woman would have allowed me and Miss Tinder to go back and forth with her like this for such a long time. Because even I have my limits. I would have been calling in the chat room, calling in on Facebook page. Like, I would have been blowing it up. Like, are you serious right now? Damn it. No. But so that was one of the questions.
Well, no, if I did have a girl, and, you know, I was to be a little flirtatious over the radio or doing an interview or something like that, they would have to understand that that's me.
It's
I'm a flirtatious person. But that too. But that's just my personality. Just because I flirt don't mean I'm a cheat. You got to, there's two different things. So you got to be able to trust me. Especially in this business, you got to be able to trust me. So if they started blowing my shit up like that because of that, then trust me, after the phone call or that interview, once I stepped out the building, we would have had a problem.
Okay, so the second question was, what kind of woman do you normally go for?
Oh, man. Personality is a big thing for me. You got to have a great personality. We got to be able to talk and communicate. If we don't have communication and it's all about just one thing and just having fun or whatever like that, then we got an issue. I need to be able to communicate with you about every problem that we have. I need to be able to, you know, communicate about our issues, my family issues, your family issues, you know, just issues overall. And I had that issue in my last relationship, no communication, and that's what caused us to end. I got to be able to trust you. And then, of course, there's the looks. Age, I don't date nobody younger than me. Always dated people older than me. So, Miss Tinder, you know.
just letting us know, right? Ahead of time.
Yeah, I don't date. It's nothing against dating people that's younger than me or dating younger heads. It's just that I feel as though I'm a lot more mature for my age than what most people are at this age range. And I want to deal with somebody that's on my level. I need somebody that's on my level. And still, 21-year-olds and 19 and 18-year-olds and stuff like that, 18 being legal for me, they're still in their young ages. They still want to have fun. I want to have fun, but I'm ready to settle down at the same time. We need to be on the same page.
Definitely. And that was a mouthful right there, and all like realistic, you know, attributes that, you know, anybody with common sense and just grounded would be looking for in an individual, definitely.
Exactly.
So I'm definitely behind that campaign, okay, Royal Regal campaign. And I have to survey every woman that you date from now on, because if she doesn't fit that criteria, she definitely has to go. She has to fit the in-tune view. Otherwise, you're out of here, sister. Just letting you guys know, I'm the bodyguard.
I hope you all hear that.
Okay, I'm the bodyguard. They better come correct, and that's just the bottom line. Okay? Do you guys hear me? Okay, that's all I needed to say. So where can we listen and to your music and stuff like that? Where can people find you on social media networks and stuff of that nature?
I mean, besides Googling me, you could just type my name in and see what pops up. You could go on YouTube.com, Royal Regal, and the number one, Reverb Nation, Royal Regal, that Hit Lab, which is Akon's little website that he has popping off, Royal Regal. You can go on Facebook, Royal Regal, MySpace, Royal Regal. Just type in Royal Regal anywhere, and I promise you I'll pop up.
She said Google her, y'all. Did I say that? She said Google her.
That's right. Google, lazy asses. Google. Find her on Facebook. And for those that definitely don't like searching, because sometimes for some reason, even with in my own experience, I try to look for people and I can't find them, definitely go to my page and Miss Tendra's page now. Hopefully you guys added each other.
Tendra didn't request me. I'm still waiting.
She didn't. She was, what? Oh, my goodness. Miss Tendra, are you slipping like that?
She's slipping for real.
I sent it already. Maybe you need to request that.
Oh, no, I refreshed it. Trust me.
I love it. I do. I just love it. I have to have you both back on the show. Definitely, like ASAP.
Oh,
how about,
that.
Like, in another hour? No, I love it. Like, I love it, definitely. Yeah, so you guys link up, and make sure you guys check out Royal Regal and Miss Tender is doing her thing, Royal. So, you know, show love to Miss Tender as well.
Miss
She's Tender, doing big things.
Do
She's
do?
A... She's a model. She's like, she started an organization. She's doing everything. This woman is about her business.
Yeah,
so definitely, yeah. Yeah. And when you listen to the archive link, definitely she ran it down.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so much. I was just like so impressed with this woman.
You're a model. I mean, you can't, I don't know if I want you to take the spot of my current model because she's killing my cover right now, but we're going to have to find something for you.
Well,
definitely. She's definitely a good look, Miss Tender, now. Don't play. I've seen a lot of your pictures, Miss Tender. I had to reject, you know, I had to, like, reject them a little bit because I was like, dag, if I really put what I want to put on these things, what does it all mean? You know, like, Jesus, don't kill them. Don't kill me. Like, seriously. Good pictures. I'm like, jeez. All right. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's really good looks. Really, 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 really nice. Lovely.
Yeah.
And you need to go
also,
check them out, Royal.
I got them. I definitely will. I'm going to have to go on Miss P's, you know, page to find Miss Tender because Miss Tender playing around.
Oh, you
got to
put the. You got to put T-H-E-M-S first.
But I sent the friend request already because it's just friend request that I just set.
I don't know what you guys got to do, but y'all better make that happen because we all need to, like, hang out, network, stay connected. We all need to have that happen.
Now when it come through. She just did
it. Oh, now when it come through, yeah. Don't miss a beat on those pictures. Don't drop a ball on those, because that's definitely...
I'm not going to look at it until after.
Well, yeah, look at them, until we all said and done, because that's something that you have to marinate on. You can't just, you can't just take a quick look at those. You just have to really look at those. That's what someone told me the other day about my pictures. Like, girl, I haven't been on Facebook forever. And then I logged on, and I went on your page, and I was like, all right, now I'm turning off my phone. I don't want nobody to call me. Like, I need to take a minute to look at these.
Yeah, them pictures are official.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time to, kick it with me on a Sunday.
Thank you. On a Sunday while football is playing.
Exactly. On the football day. Ms. Tender, give everything that you're connected to again so people can find you. And then, Royale, I want you to do the same thing so that way people can find you, just to reiterate to people.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. So, again, you can hit me up on Facebook. That's where I am the majority of the time. As a matter of fact, I'm logged in right now. And that's the Ms. Tender, so that's T-H-E-M-S, T-Y-N-D-A. My main email address is tynda.facebook@gmail.com. I have a Model Mayhem under Ms. Tender. And my business line to my manager, as I say, I'm self-sufficient, but if you actually speak with somebody, my business line is 757-745-3482. So call me if you need me.
Definitely, and they're going to need you, so just be prepared for that. And Royale, how can we find you?
Miss Tender is looking real tender. You know what? Yeah, you're right. I should have waited because I don't lost my soul.
Yeah, I
love it.
Oh, man. You can find me on Facebook, Royale Regal. Or Royale Regal fan page, which is facebook.com/Regal fan page. You can find me on Twitter @Royale_Regal. You can find me on YouTube, Royale Regal the number one. You can find me on datpiff.com, Royale Regal. I got one mixtape on there already called Mattress Music. Miss P, you might want to listen to that because I know you might like the sound of that.
Yeah, it definitely sounds great.
My next mixtape is dropping January 28th, Get With It or Get Lost is the name of the mixtape. I think I got about 4 or 5 singles on my YouTube off of that. I got a show coming up for all those that's in the tri-state area. If you go on my fan page, you can see the flyer. It's out here in Jersey. And, that's about it. I'm working. I'm grinding hard. This is grind season. Like I said, I'm trying to do 4 mixtapes. So if y'all out there want to collab, royale.regal05@gmail.com. Don't be scared. Hit me up. I don't bite. I don't tease. I don't do none of that. I just want work, do some music, bust it out, and make some money. If you down with that, then hit me up.
Definitely. Yeah, enough said. What'd you say, Ms. Tender?
That she don't bite unless you want her to.
Exactly. She doesn't bite without invitation, okay? Definitely. So, you ladies, I thank you so much for taking the time and be on the Intune Show with Miss P. I hope you ladies, I should say not girls, but you ladies had an awesome time because I did.
I did.
Definitely your family now, so stay connected with me and keep me posted on everything that is to come and everything that's going down. You never know. I might take a trip out there to Jersey, might take a trip out there to VA. I'm known to travel, and I'm all over the place all the time. So definitely keep me posted on
everything. Make sure you hit me up.
Oh, yeah. I go through Jersey all the time. It's crazy. I don't know too much about it, but when people invite me places, I make it happen. So definitely keep me posted, ladies.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Yes, you're welcome back anytime. Anytime, ladies. Okay, you guys, have a good night. Enjoy football and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Oh, I will. Be safe.
All right, guys.
All right.
I'll talk to you, ladies, soon. Bye.
Peace.
Right, so that was Miss Tender and Royale Regal. I had an awesome time talking to you ladies again, and I look forward to all that is to come in the near future with everything that you guys do. Keep Miss P connected to it all. I just want to give a shout out to everyone who tuned in today and everyone who showed love in the chat room today. Definitely keep in mind that, you know, insecurities are something that can be worked on and can be salvaged, and so can relationships. And, you know, whether it's a friendship, family relationship, or a dating relationship, is something that can be salvaged and definitely kept intact if we just keep all of our business off of social media. Social media was designed for people to stay connected that cannot always connect to their loved ones from a distance. Social media was designed to connect people with different sources for researching and things of that nature, you know, just so people can share links and pictures and videos and things of that nature. If you really think about it, at the end of the day, social media was not designed for people to get on and have battle royals, internet style. People, I mean, we need to wake up and really realize that so many of us are lacking in so many different areas because of social networks. We spend a lot of our time on social media versus sitting down and having conversations with our family anymore, or picking up a phone anymore. Text messaging has replaced phone conversations, and Uru, Skype, and all these easy access mechanisms has definitely kept us at a distance with one another in life. And I'm definitely known that I fell prey to that, and I'm definitely working on trying to solidify myself in that sense of trying to bring back that old family sit down, have a conversation, pick up a phone call, and have a conversation to converse, you know, again in my life. So definitely keep in mind that these things are needed and are essential in our everyday life. So definitely keep in mind that, you know, social media can destroy it if you allow it, but it's not something that can take precedence unless you allow it to take precedence in your life. So definitely keep in mind that, you know, it's not worth it. And whatever you need to discuss with someone, always pick up the phone and do it. This is Ms. P. This is the Intune Show. And I do appreciate you guys tuning in with our special guest host, Ms. Tinder, and our special interviewee of the day, Royal Regal. It's been fun, and I look forward to all that comes with you guys, okay? And I'll talk to you babies soon, okay? Preferably Tuesday. Talk to you again. Bye now.
Awesome.